السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد وایاک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. وجاهدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Huzur says that these two verses which I have just recited, one is from Surah Al-Qasas 84 and the second one is from Surah Naml the 15. The first verse is from Surah Al-Qasas. The translation is that this is the house in the hereafter which we make for those people who in the world, in this earth, do not like ascendancy or dominance and nor disorder. And the akibat, the future life is for those people who are righteous. And this meaning of the second is that those people who denied, with injustice and disobedience, so you see how was the outcome of the disbelieving people. Huzur says that the whole life that we have, and we see so many things of obedience and disobedience, and there are so many things in goodness and badness which we see. In these things, one part of that is indicating to Rahman God, and that becomes the sign of those who establish relationship with Allah Almighty. And the second is the one, it indicates the Satan, which who fall into the lap of Satan. So, as if these are two different directions, opposite directions, in which Allah Almighty says that you perform the good deeds and Satan stops the people from doing that, and the vices which Allah Almighty admonishes not to do, and the Satan says to the people that you do that. So this disobedience, this is in nature of Satan. It is ingrained in him, which has Allah Almighty has mentioned in one place in the Shaitana, Kana Lir Rahmani Asiya, that Satan is certainly to gracious God, he is disobedient to Allah and rebellious to Allah. And those people who follow Satan, they are certainly caught by Allah Almighty and get the punishment. These two verses, the translation of which and the recitation you have listened, I mentioned the translation. In these two verses, Allah Almighty has mentioned two types of people. One is those who avoid the dominance and disorder. These are the people of gracious God. And in the second are those who by way of injustice and disorder, and they are arrogant people. These are the servants of Satan. And because of that, according to the tradition of Allah, they come to their evil end. They are bound to come to their evil end. Unfortunately, in our country, Pakistan, because there are a lot of Ahmadis, Pakistanis are in front of me, and many large number of Ahmadis in Pakistan, in the whole world, they listen to this khutbah. In our country, in which the majority of the people, is the majority of them are Muslims, it is the Muslim majority country. This country today, has become captive in the hand of those people which is related to those instructions of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty has enjoined to do. They have got nothing to do with that. And those things which Allah Almighty has stopped from doing that, and those things are getting popular and very common over there. And that part of the community that is on the heads of the administration and also on the shoulder of the administration, these people are having full grip on the neck of the administration. And the result of that we see in the form of the fires and the disorders and the killing, which we see every day. We see it very clearly. Rather, it is better to say that the whole administration, the whole system, whether they are politicians or the administrative people, people of administration, these people are fully, have acquired the style of these people who are creating disorder. Since the creation of Pakistan till today, the Khulafa-e Ahmadiyyat, the Khulafas of Ahmadiyyat, they have been advising the politicians and the people of the country. They have been advising the people that be aware of these people always. Those who are heading towards taking the country to religious extremism. The public, because of their lack of knowledge and innocence, and because of their love for religion, they are being deceived by these extremist people. And then on top of that, because of the poverty and difficult life, they did not give them any chance to think over it. And the politicians, because of their own objectives and for their own benefits, they have been getting into certain contacts with these people who are having the religious robes. Or they gave them that much freedom that now, in the opinion of the politicians, without them, they cannot have success in their political ventures. Every party thinks that somehow or the other, we have to have the support of some religious leaders, and without that, we can't survive. And knowingly, these people, they are these self-styled leaders of religion. They have been given freedom to them, and they have created the situation of lawlessness in Pakistan, which is increasing day by day. The civil administration is there. They are also helpless. But now these conditions are so dangerous that the rangers, who at one time who used to be considered responsible for establishing peace and the army, these two things, they also, compared to these terrorist people, they have got no significance and no importance of their own. In these conditions, it is only the Ahmadi whose heart becomes restless, that full of pain and agony, that country which we acquired, which we got after sacrificing thousands of precious souls, and these are the people who are the terrorist people who are committing atrocities, and these people who are advancing in this, they have changed the country to that extent, to this situation in which we find. And despite their apparent efforts, the Ahmadis, the Ahmadis cannot do anything to deliver the country from the hands of these people who are creating disorder. But the love of the country in the heart of every Ahmadi, that definitely requires, and this is actually the responsibility of every Pakistani Ahmadi, whether they are whatever we pray for the country and for the people of the country, whatever we pray, it is the responsibility of the Ahmadis these people who consider themselves to be well-wisher of the country, whatever allegation they may put upon us of the enmity of the country, and also they make us at the receiving end of the persecution, but in the love of the country and fulfilling the requirement of the love of the country, for the sake of religion we have, for the sake of the country we have to always continuously have to pray all the time. And now, you know, out of this dangerous situation, if something can save the country now, that is actually the prayers of the Ahmadis. The other countries, the atmosphere in those countries and the attitude is also becoming very rigid and harsh, and internally as well the disorder and the extremism and terrorism, and also blowing up the natural resources of the country, the country is being made weaker and weaker. This is not the love of the country at all, which we see from the attitude of these terrorist organizations, and also from their actions we see that. No doubt, we Ahmadis, at this time, we are the most persecuted people of the country. And all of their rights, they have been usurped, and they are trying to usurp all the rights. And from the politics and from the government, we don't have anything to take from them. These are the worldly people, and it is the folly of the worldly people and their illusion. Those who think that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, because it is an organized community, therefore perhaps they want to capture the government. We have got no interest in the government affairs of the country of Pakistan, nor in the government of any other country. We have got no interest in that. But yes, as a citizen of the country, we are always loyal to the country, and that relationship we always maintain. And every Ahmadi in every country, they have to make their own country, and they have the desire to see their own country very prominent among the countries of the world, and for that they do put some efforts and also pray. And they should do so. And every Ahmadi in their personal capacity, and if they take part in the politics of the country, or take part in a country, if they take part in their personal position, personal capacity they take, there are certain countries, if the Ahmadis become the member of the government party of the government, and they are playing their role, then the opposition parties, they are also taking part in that one, and they are playing their role in the construction and the development of the country. So every Ahmadi, as a citizen of the country, they have the interest in the matters of the country, and they may have it and they should have it. But Jamaat Ahmadiyya as a whole, in the capacity of the Jamaat or the Khilafat Ahmadiyya, they have no interest in any government, in any country, or to capture the government. We are not interested in that, and we don't have this as an objective. The greatest lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way that he has shown to us, that is not to capture the material countries, material governments. Rather, it is for the spiritual kingdom that he has drawn our attention to. And the pleasure of Allah Almighty, the crown of that, the attainment of that is our objective. Yes, whenever in any government of the time, for the construction of their country and for the survival and the development of the country, if they need any advice or sacrifices, then Jamaat Ahmadiyya did take part in that, and we do take part in that and those things. So we Ahmadis are those people who in Pakistan, despite the fact that individually and collectively as a Jamaat, despite suffering all the injustices for the Pakistanis and the country, when we see them in difficult situation, we become restless. And our uneasiness and restlessness is not for to capture the government. It is for the survival of the country, and this is for the betterment of the Pakistani people. And then we try. And as far as our resources permit us, we go throughout the world, and in order to take the people out of any difficulty of the country in which they are, they find themselves. And this action is because of that teaching which our Master, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has given us. And this is because of his teaching. And these actions are because of following the noble example which our Master, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has set for us, has shown us, and about which Allah Almighty has given us the advice that this is my beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to follow his example. Allah Almighty has made it obligatory for you to follow his example. And that example which this benefactor to the mankind has presented, and that was it, that you forget your own anxieties and worries, you serve the mankind. Not for any gain or payment in return, but out of the feelings of compassion and kindness, with love and affection. Itaiz-il-Qurba, that you have to be kind to your those who are closer to you, because they are also close to you, and your citizens of the country, they are very close to you. If the pain is inflicted by those who are opponents and others, then true believers, they are worried, they get worried about that, and they feel their pain and share their pain. But these people are of our own, and when our own people, they suffer this difficulty and they feel the pain, then how is it possible that their pain should not make us restless? So we have got no concern with dominance and with disorder. We are the people who are spreading modesty and simplicity and love and affection. We are the follower of that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who used to get worried when he saw the people going away from God Almighty, that they may not become the recipient of the wrath of Allah Almighty. And that leader who used to spend his nights in this agony and in this pain, that these people are falling into the pit of destruction. And looking at his pain and his anxiety, Allah Almighty told him, La Allah ka baqiyun nafsaka Allah yakunu mu'mineen, that perhaps that you are perhaps putting yourself to destruction in the grief that these two people do not become believers. So we are those who are those people who are attribute themselves to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have love and affection for those people, and we have got this pain and agony in our heart, and for this we are working, and we work hard for that these people, after understanding the real message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should also accept the Messiah and the Mahdi. And in this age as well, the calamities of Allah Almighty which are coming upon them, they may be saved, and also in the hereafter they may be saved from the punishment of Allah Almighty. For the last few years, several years, on different occasions, I have been in my sermons and my speeches, I have been telling that these earthquakes and the and other miseries and calamities which are coming for the last 1 year, they have attained very great intensity, and this is the proof of the support of that one who was sent by Allah Almighty. Because Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned very clearly that Allah Almighty has told me that these calamities and these earthquakes, they are going to come to show Allah's support for me. And these things occurred during his lifetime, and they have been occurring here, and this phase of the support of divine support is continuing after his demise as well. The loss, like the other world, which is being inflicted by the people in Pakistan, that is quite obvious. Rather, in one report of the United Nations, when the leader of them went into Pakistan, that the destruction in Pakistan is greater than many tsunamis. And everybody knows that this heavenly calamities and destructions which are coming in this world today and which are taking place, these are in support of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. We wish that the whole world should be able to understand that. These punishments which come in this world, they also put us to great agony, that if the people of the world did not understand the indications of Allah Almighty, then even a greater punishment and calamity could occur. And even in that calamity, we always turn to that Allah Almighty who has created us. We always turn to Allah Almighty, who for the reformation of the world, He sends His chosen people. And in order to save the people, He sends His messengers. In the Pakistani newspapers and in the media, this is being discussed, that whether it is a divine punishment or something else, their religious leaders, they say that this cannot be the punishment because it comes along with the prophets of Allah. But for God's sake, listen to what we say. For God's sake, listen to the voice of the promised Messiah. The Messiah, the message of the promised Messiah for the last 100 years, that has been warning you for more than 100 years now. And every calamity that comes in the world, that makes us restlessness, that in future it might be not the forerunner of a bigger calamity. So far as the calamities are concerned, that and the service of the countrymen in those by the Ahmadiyya community, as we always do, as I have mentioned, in recent floods, the destruction caused by the floods, the Ahmadiyya Jamaat in various countries through the Pakistani embassies, they collected the money and sent those monies for the help, and individually as well, and also collectively as a Jamaat. And in the country, in Pakistan, the generous people, generous Ahmadis, and the members of the community, they also have helped the people by making their financial contribution, and also through other stuffs and facilities, and also our workers, they took part taking the people out of the flood and helping, taking them to safe position, and also providing the food. At one point, our teams in the Edi Sahib, who is running a big trust in Pakistan, we confronted, we came across these people, and he said that I have seen that Qadiani, for the sake of religion, they always are there before other people. If Ahmadis during these floods, our teams have rescued them, and those Ahmadis out of these situations, so without any discrimination of religion, they have helped other non-Ahmadis as well. Through Humanity First, the service was done and it's being continued. And now the Humanity First, in these flood-stricken areas, $1 million has further, they have intended to give this help. And this will be spent in rehabilitation of the people over there. And without any discrimination of religion, this service is being done by us, and we will continue to do that. And moreover, we do not declare, we do not show that we are Ahmadis. Very quietly and in a very discreet way, we go on servicing, offer the service, so that it may not be that a mischief monger could create a problem there. And because of that disorder, this help which may have reached those poor people, that could not be done in that way. And they might have been deprived from the help. But these so-called authoritative people of the religion, those who declare them, consider themselves to be the representative of Islam, what is their attitude? In one place, when they came to know that there are certain families from very remote areas in close to the river in Dera Ghazi Khan, when these people, they were moved from one place, and because they were close to the river, they were badly affected when these people came. Then when these people, they came to know that these are Ahmadis, then they did not give them any food. That arrangement was already made by the Ahmadis. But in one school, the shelter which was given to them, they were even thrown away from that because they are Qadianis and they cannot stay here any longer. So far as Ahmadis are concerned, every Ahmadi, by the grace of Allah, the Jamaat has taken care of them. And Jamaat does not leave them helpless at all. Rather, Allah Almighty does not leave the Ahmadis helpless at all. The arrangement for them was done. It was made. But the bad nature of these people was exposed fully. Those who consider themselves to be the representatives of Islam, that the Allah and in the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a bad nature has been exhibited by these people, and they have shown that. It came after the incident took place in our Ahmadiyya Mosque, and they shed the blood of the innocent people. So in this background, if you see, then the character and the role of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat becomes even more clear, that despite suffering all these injustices and looking at their own fellow countrymen in distress, the Jamaat immediately came for their help. And the value of the help of the Ahmadis, it increases further when we see that the people who were martyred in the mosque, that still at a time when their dead bodies had not been lifted from their homes, and in some mahallas, in some areas, the sweetmeat was distributed in happiness to have the jubilation of that. What greater? What could be the proof of the religious and moral bankruptcy greater than this one? The Maulvi resulted in case of some of the people over there. And then the children in the mahalla, in that locality, they were saying to the Ahmadi children that because we have to throw them into the gutter, because that is the really place where they belong to. And as a result of that, some Ahmadi families, they had to move their residence from those areas. But the high role played by the Ahmadis, much greater than before, even during this time, that was becoming more and more bright and glorious. When food and other facilities and amenities and even the medicine and for construction work, the material, when the Jamaat gives this help and offers this help, then that is given without any discrimination, without saying who is and at what time and what sort of opposition they have been doing it. To each and every person they offer their help, and they have gone and they have delivered the help to all these people. So this is the real picture of Islam which is being presented by Ahmadis today. And this is the demonstration of the fact that we follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the galiya sunkar dua do, that you after listening the abusive language, you be kind to those people. We are acting upon this advice. And for the sake of Allah Almighty, we will continue to do so. These situation of opposition, they are not in only in Pakistan, but whenever they are take place in any part of the world, anywhere, whenever they are done like that, whenever the need is there, the Ahmadis, they always show their high morals there. Recently, in Indonesia, once again, the mosque of the Ahmadiyya mosque in one place, and five or six Ahmadi houses, and some cars and motorcycles, they were burnt and put to fire. But the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, again, when these people were in need of help as a result of the when they were in need, they helped those people. And Indonesia, at least they have got this goodness in them, and also this much courage and the leaders and the politicians, they condemned those people who burnt the mosques. And the former President Abdul Wahid, his wife, she, in order to express condolences, she went to those houses and went to those people who suffered a loss. And we wish that the Pakistani leaders should also open up their eyes, and they should be appreciating the high morals. And the But anyway, Ahmadis in every situation, in order to save the mankind, they have been working and they will continue to work. And by conveying the message of the Imam of the Age, and also particularly putting their emphasis on their prayer, we have to continue our efforts. And these good morals of us, no cruel person and nobody, cruelty can snatch this attitude from us. Our prayers, inshallah ta'ala, by the grace of Allah, they will bear the fruits. When these the cruel people, they will be they will vanish from the surface of the earth. We should always pray that Allah Almighty, every person in the world and every country, Allah Almighty completely clear them off from all injustice and all the people who are committing those injustices. It is not our way that we should fight for getting our rights and our dues. We are being persecuted because of religion, and there is no other religion. And for the sake of religion, the Imam of the Age has stopped us from fighting any wars for the sake of religion. See, the prayer is a weapon, and it's a great weapon, remember it. And through that we are going to have the victory, and it is going to take place through that. So the real objective of us is to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, for which we can perform good deeds. But we don't have to go for creating disorder and try to get dominance or ascendancy. For that Allah Almighty says, تِلْكَ دَارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. that this is the house in the hereafter which we make it for those people, those who do not like to have their ascendancy and dominance in the world, nor they create any disorder. So when we announce that we are from among those people who have been included by Allah Almighty among the people who believe in the hereafter, then how is it possible that any type of dominance or any type of disorder, we should do anything or take the law in our hands, or we deny the service of humanity, or we try to disgrace other people, because it is against taqwa. And taqwa is the ultimate objective of a believer, and this should be the case all the time, because Allah Almighty gives us the promise, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the real end is those people who are really truly righteous people, not those people who are creating disorder. And the followers of all religions, the attacks of the opponents and their overdoings, and because of their injustice, the people have been thinking. Some of the time this was the condition when the people considered that now they are just about to be finished. And sometime it happened that when the trial it prolonged, then some people think that now we should also try to adopt those means which worldly people employ, but the divinely appointed communities don't do like that. Some people write to me the letters saying that now too much patience is not too good, they say. The first thing I have mentioned, that fighting and disorder is not our objective. We have believed in the Imam of the age. So whatever he says, that we have to follow that in letter and spirit. And secondly, that those people who are pious in nature, they cannot think of these devices, worldly means and ways. They cannot think of. Even if we try, we cannot do it because it is against our nature. The area around Rabwa, in which the local people, they are living there. These people, after the partition, when it was established there in Rabwa, so then these people, the other people around the area, they call the Ahmadis as Muhajir, the immigrants. And somebody said, and these people, Huzur says that their job is that the wrong things and the robbery and the theft, these people are very famous for that, and we have to protect Rabwa with great effort from these things. Once in conversation, somebody was saying from among them that he said in Punjabi that these indecent actions that we do, which we perform, and he said, that he says, where the wisdom of your intellectual person finishes, there the intellect of our ordinary person begins. Where the intellect and the wisdom of the intellectuals of you finishes, from there, in these matters, the wisdom of our ordinary innocent person begins. So how can we compete with these people? So we cannot even the foolish people among them in this regard, in vices and bad things. And from among them, those who have been converted to Ahmadiyyat, it looks that there is a pious change in them because of the teachings given by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And those people the innocent people who were very active in their bad things after the Ahmadiyyat, they are bringing about a good change in them. And secondly, we have got full trust in Allah Almighty, who has given us this promise, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the ultimate end is going to be in favor of the righteous people. And one meaning of that is that finally everyone has to go before God. There, these clever things, clever talking, these are not going to be appreciated. And these are not going to make the people successful. If you are going to be questioned, if you are going to be asked, that is about the righteousness. Because it is taqwa which actually reaches God Almighty. As And as it said, yanaluhu taqwa minkum. That Allah Almighty only gets the taqwa from you. The taqwa from you actually reaches God Almighty. And by advancing in taqwa, then by the grace of Allah, you will be forgiven. And Allah Almighty increase us all in this respect. And moreover, wal aqibatu lil muttaqin also means that the success of the divinely appointed communities, that is not the result of their own cleverness, or in their arrogance, or their ascendancy, or their dominance. Rather, it is through the modesty, through humbleness. And those people who are seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty in every situation, these are the things, and these are the people who are going to see the manifestation of victory. So these rebellious things and arrogance and all these things, they are coming to the end very quickly. There are many Firauns who have come in this world, many tyrants and despots, they have been coming here, and many people who were very powerful and clever, but all these people, they finished and vanished. So those groups who stand against the divinely appointed communities, they stand up for this purpose because he believes and thinks that these people who are increasing slowly, because they are going to finish our ascendancy and our dominance. As I said earlier on, that because these are worldly people, therefore their thinking does not go beyond this point, and it cannot go beyond that these people are going to capture our government. And if these people continue to spread like that, while the fact is that the objective of the divine communities is to establish the relationship of human beings with God Almighty. And with this objective, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent with this objective. These pharaoh-like people, who their own government and their own might, they have taken it as God and presented that as a God to the people. They are in the fear that if these people, they become people of God, then our supposed, might and power, that is going to finish. And the signs which Allah Almighty shows in the support of the Prophet and his community, and which are being demonstrated, which are being shown, and they always are like that, then certainly these people have this conviction in their hearts that these people are going to become dominant one day. Therefore, enmity and hatred and injustice, they always increase in that, so that somehow they could finish with these people. Sometime they call us, they call these people as the magician, or sometime put impediments in the way. And then in the time of the one who is sent by Allah Almighty, or regarding the community established by him, when the community progresses, and these people in the religious cloaks, they looking at the divine supports and signs, they sometime start thinking that now there is a danger to our cloaks and our religious robes. So they apparently they try their level best by committing injustice and cross all the limits in that. And in their deception and their falsehood, they advance so much that people are not able to. The difference between falsehood and truth completely illuminates in the eyes of the people. And in the name of religion, they shed their blood. And they try to support their members and their pulpits. And this is because of the fear in their hearts. And this is because of the fact, because they see right in front of their eyes that now these people are going to become dominant. These people, whether these are governments, or those people who are self-styled leaders of the pulpits, when these people see their offices and their power, and they feel that as if it is drifting away from them, then in their opposition of the divine communities, they show more activity and they become more active in that. And all types of laws and rules and morals, they completely ignore that. If these people, if they don't have the belief in the victory of the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, then what need they have, why they should be organized in the opposition of the divine community. Whenever this organized opposition of the divine community is there, that is actually showing this belief of these people that we are just about to go and finish. And many people mention it and they admit it in their private meetings that the practical evidence of God Almighty is in favor of the Ahmadiyyat. They say apparently it is there, but actually it is there. Huzur says actually it is with the Ahmadiyya Jamaat in Lahore and in other places where the religious leaders and the governments with their collaboration against the community, they are doing organized effort collectively. Regarding them, we come to know from some sources that as the communities, the progress that the Jamaat is having at this time, and these people they say, and whatever they say, these are the true things which they are telling. So, and if we allow them to go to the people easily, so then you remember, then our offices will go and our government will go, and also the leadership of these so-called religious leaders will also go along with it. But Allah Almighty, by telling this, that the people who create disorder, their end is not good. And Allah Almighty has drawn their attention to the end of these wicked people, that as through their disorder and the dominance, the spirit of dominance, all these things have not been able to save them. Similarly, in the future as well, the people who are opponent to divine communities, no one will be able to save them. As it happened in the past, the same will happen again. So I tell them today that those apparent calamities and the floods and those people who are consider them to be safe, these people are not going to be safe. I tell them. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran in one place, "Istikbaran fil arzi wa makar as-sayyi, wala yahiku al-makru as-sayyi illa bi ahlihi. Fal yanzuruna illa sunnatal awwalina wa lan tajida li sunnatillahi tabdila." وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. That because of their arrogance in the world and because of their bad intentions that they have, they are doing. But all these things, they only encircle those people who are actually doing that. So that is to say that the bad attempt encircles these people. And they are waiting for something different as it happened in the past. So you will not see any change in the tradition of Allah, and you will not find any something different coming out in the tradition, in this practice of Allah Almighty. So this arrogance, this proud which they have against Allah Almighty, is it going to be successful? Never, never ever it will happen. There is no change in the tradition of Allah Almighty. And these stories of the past prophets, these are not being mentioned for the sake of narration and for the sake of story. These are being mentioned so that you can learn a lesson from that and create the fear of Allah in your hearts. And the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, don't confront him. And don't write the stories of barbaric injustice that you are committing there. And the statement of Allah Almighty, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا, that you will not see any change or deviation in the tradition, in the pattern of Allah, in the style of Allah Almighty. Ponder over it. We wish that they may be able to understand that. Allah Almighty, enable us to pray and also accept our prayers in which we make in the favor of the people of the world, so that they may be spared from falling into the pit of destruction. We should also pray for ourselves, that steadfastness, with steadfastness we should continue prayer, and we become really the manifestation of Allah Kabatul Muttaqeen, and we may be able to see the examples of the victory and the success. In the end, I present a writing of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, this is worth remembering, that Allah Almighty is not living to see this dispensation of him without proof. He said that a warner was sent into the people. People rejected him, but Allah Almighty will accept him. With mighty signs he will show his truth. And those people who denied and those who are bent upon them, they are going to be disgraced. And these people did not think that if this had been the fabrication of human beings, then he would have been destroyed long ago. Allah Almighty is the enemy of the fabricator. And these foolish people do not consider that this steadfastness Can a liar be having that quality? Don't these people know that the person is speaking with divine power, that there is an awe and grandeur in his statement, and this is only possible for such a person, that one person becomes ready to confront the whole world. Remember and wait for those days which are very near, that when the enemies will be disgraced and the friends will be helper. Who is the helper? Who has accepted me before seeing the signs? And those who has sacrificed his heart and soul in this way, as if he has seen thousands of signs. So this is my community and these are my people who found me alone and they helped me. And they saw me dismayed and helped me. They became always stood by my side. Allah Almighty have mercy upon those people. If after seeing these signs, if people believe in the truthfulness, then what benefit do I get it? And what benefit he will get? And what will be the his honor in the presence of Allah Almighty? Actually, those people have truly accepted me. Those who have saw me minutely, and through their wisdom they saw my conditions, and they analyzed my things, and they listened to my message, and they pondered over it. And then Allah Almighty opened up their hearts for me and they became my helpers. With me is those who leaves his own intention for his sake of Allah Almighty. And he takes me as a person of judgment for all matters. And they are obeying me. And this arrogance is against the will of God. And those people who are seeking for great signs and all these things, these people do not have from God Almighty. Those will be given to these righteous people, those who have recognized this hidden person. And with the permission of Allah Almighty, I was a hidden person. And they felt my fragrance. And what is the goodness of a human being in that one? For example, if a prince saws the people with his army and they salute him, and a good person is that who finds him and an ordinary person recognizes him. And it is Allah Almighty who gives, and whosoever he considers his beloved, and gives them the divine wisdom. And with these things, the people get to the right path. And these are the things who have got the crookedness in their hearts that makes them more crooked. Allah Almighty, strengthen our faiths and open up the eyes of the whole world.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر